Hey, this is Randall.
And this is John.
From the Don't Wake the Kids podcast.
You're listening to our favorite podcast,
Weird. I hope you're ready for some fun.
Ace Podcast.
Weird.
That music makes us dance.
It really does.
We actually dance.
If we were a video podcast, people would probably be laughing at us.
Probably change the channel.
Probably. 122.
Is it that late already?
It's episode 122.
122.
That means we're less than 80 episodes away from the big 200.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you like that?
Probably not a good time to tell you I'm not going to stick around, huh?
It's also only 10 days to Thanksgiving if you're listening to this on the day it's released.
Is it really?
Yeah, today's Monday, November 13th, and Thanksgiving this year is on the 23rd. 10 days, Craig.
And then it's just a slippery slope down to Christmas.
You got your turkey ready, Ethan?
Yeah, ease a turkey. I guess I'll be smoking a turkey this year.
Don't smoke. It's so bad
for your
lungs.
To wrap those things up.
Paper gets all sticky.
You have to special order those papers.
Turkey papers?
Turkey papers.
Wow. Well, we've got, our top story tonight has to do with food. Anyway, so tonight's top story.
Top story.
Wait.
I'm waiting.
Do the food, do the food. The food, Craig, do it. Do the food.
No.
Do the
no.
food. Do the food.
No.
Do
no. The food. No. The food. No. Okay. No. Is this almost over?
Yeah.
Chef claims she received death threats for entering vegan meatballs into meatball contest.
Well, she's lucky all she got was threats.
Yeah, really.
Good night. You didn't do that.
First of all, who invited a vegan into a meatball contest?
There's no meat in a vegan meatball.
Therefore, you do not qualify.
Nah.
Madam, you are disqualified.
She needs to head over to the salad contest.
Yeah, how about that? Apparently, people in South Philly take their meatballs very seriously, as one chef, quote unquote.
You're right.
Learned after receiving death threats for entering vegan meatballs into a recent contest. Test Philly Mag reported.
That's not even real food. How does she call herself a chef?
People got mad because they were eating that garbage.
Yes. You know what rumors are, and it may be in the story. I haven't heard this, but I did hear the story.
You'd hear it if you let me finish it.
There are rumors that she was going to win. That somebody tasted one and they're like, hey, so go ahead. We'll see if that happens.
Maybe I could read the story
and
we could all together find out. Spoiler alert. Jennifer Fear, that's her nickname, Zavala, a food truck owner, made chickpea meatballs for the fourth annual meatballs and gravy contest earlier this month. But despite meeting all the competition requirements, not everyone was pleased with her meatless dish.
How can you meet all the requirements of a meatball contest if there's no meat
chickpeas.
In your balls?
Ha.
Chickpeas.
Both judges and attendees alike had strong opinions about Zavala's creation, which were technically an old Sicilian dish known as panel.
Uh-huh.
Hope I'm pronouncing that right.
Would you eat anything called panel?
No.
Me either.
It's a flipping vegan competition, one judge was overheard saying. They're called meatballs,
that's
said
right.
another. Things got even more heated when rumors Zavala won
there
the contest made their way around the event. The tattooed woman won. I'm saying that very nicely.
Yeah.
The tattooed freak won. One woman told another. People were fuming that Zavala's meatballs, which didn't even have meat, earned the top prize. The anger continued on Event's Facebook page, where people took to the comments to express how express their frustration.
Some of those off.
How does a non-meatball win at South Philly meatball contest? I feel sad for the people that took the time to make real meatballs and lost to a gluten-free chickpea rolled ball, one person wrote.
Wait a minute now, gluten-free, you can have gluten-free meatballs with meat in them.
They were just being facetious.
That's funny, too.
That should not have even been allowed. That will be the first and last time I attend a contest there. The yuppies are taking over South Philly.
The yuppies are taking over.
The meatball controversy even resulted in threatening messages to Zavala directly. I may not make it out of Monday alive. Apparently making non-meat meatball gets one death threats, she wrote on Facebook, according to Philly Mag. As it turns out, it was all a big misunderstanding, and Zavala didn't win the competition. The real winning meatballs were made of veal, pork, and beef.
Meat, and meat.
She should have not ever been allowed. I can
she
see why
shouldn't
people
have.
Mad.
Absolutely. And you know, you mentioned this earlier. Her nickname is Fear.
Fear.
And you know why? You ever been around a vegetarian for more than an hour?
Try not to.
Very gassy. Very gassy. And that's why they call her Fear, because every time she got near, yeah, they're like, ooh, fear her. So. Headline is, Florida woman charged with DUI on a horse. Only in Florida. Well, actually, it probably could happen in Kentucky, too, but...
I just want to once again take time to thank Florida personally for all the good news they give us, because without Florida, about half of the show wouldn't be able
to... It'd be a short show.
It'd be a very short show.
This comes to us from Lakeland, Florida. A 53-year-old woman riding a horse down a busy highway in Florida has been arrested and charged with driving drunk. Do you drive? You don't drive a horse.
The horse just kind of walks around.
Yeah, you ride a horse.
Mm-hmm.
Polk County Sheriff's officials said in a news release that someone called 911 about the woman, who appeared confused and possibly in danger. When deputies arrived, they found Donna Byrne riding her horse in the road.
Hey, you want to hear a random story?
Do I have to?
Yeah.
I guess I will then.
Greg's random story.
I saw a drunk guy at McDonald's yesterday.
Greg's random story.
Was he looking for Mayor McCheese?
No, he just was drunk.
Officers,
that was the whole story. I'll tell you more about it, but it was really kind of disturbing. So,
officers did a sobriety test and said she gave breath samples that registered blood alcohol level of 0.161, much higher than Florida's legal limit of 0.08. I'd say it was more than twice the legal limit. Miss Byrne was obviously not in any condition to be on the road, said Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd.
Was the horse in any kind of shape?
No, the horse was completely sober. She's not only put herself and the horse in danger, but
I think
also
the horse is smart enough.
Anyone who is driving on the road, which is typically very busy.
I mean, horses are pretty, you know.
They're very smart.
They're jumpy, too. They're not going to, like, you know, car goes buzzing by.
You're right. Byrne is charged with DUI and animal neglect for endangering and failing to provide proper protection for the horse. I guess it is not good to take a horse on the freeway.
I'm not saying it was okay. I'm just saying,
deputies took the horse to the Polk County Sheriff's Animal Control Livestock Facility. She was booked into the Polk County Jail. It's unclear whether or not she has an attorney.
Probably been one or two cowboys in history been taken home by the horse.
Oh, I would think so, too.
I love you on the organ. Your organ work on this is great.
I learned from the best.
Who would that be?
Neil Dalty. Only Sean will know who that is.
Is this going to continue for another hour?
If you wanted to.
Police in Ohio are saying they're looking for a man who pulled out a gun. Oh, I didn't tell you the headline.
No, you did not.
Survey says man pulls gun on Ohio McDonald's drive-thru over an Egg McMuffin. Standing over it?
I like an Egg McMuffin as much as the next guy.
Warren, Ohio. Police in Ohio said they're looking for a man who pulled out a gun after being told by McDonald's drive-thru worker there were no Egg McMuffin sandwiches available. Okay, that's... First of all, that's like going to Dairy Queen saying there's no ice cream. That's like going to a sub shop and saying there's no bread, which happened to me.
Well, no.
Saying there's no, that's like going to be, that's like going
well,
to
make. Take a McGriddle.
But that's like going to, oh, I like those.
Those are better than Egg McMuffins.
Maybe those are good.
They're not bad,
hang on one of those little machines that makes them at home.
If you had a choice of a hot, fresh McGriddle or a hot, fresh Egg McMuffin, which one would you take?
McGriddle.
Me too.
That's just me.
Yeah, no, it's me,
because you got the pancakes with the syrup flavor.
Oh, so good.
So I like the bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles. But I never go there really for that. But can I go back to this now?
Yeah.
Police say the incident occurred shortly after 3:30 a.m. Wednesday at a McDonald's in Warren, about 60 miles southeast of Cleveland. The worker told police that two men inside the car appeared to be around 20 years old. She said the driver called her a vulgar name after pulling out the gun and then cursed at her again before driving away.
Oh,
the
my
shortest
goodness.
Story of all time.
Headline is ranch dressing, Craig. I know you've been waiting for this.
I've already told my daughter this. She's a ranch dressing freak.
Ranch dressing is finally available in kegs.
As I would say, kegs, and you make fun of me.
Kegs.
But you know, Savannah, we won't say her name
Do
on the show.
Do you have kegs and bacon?
No. Yeah. Savannah. Okay, now this goes back to what we said before about how you pronounce words.
Yeah.
Why is good pronounced good, but food is not pronounced food?
Good food.
Good food. They're the same spelling except for one letter at the beginning.
Kegs.
Why isn't it good
legs.
Food or good food?
Kegs, legs.
Exactly.
Bags.
Legs, kegs, bags.
Yeah, but you said kegs.
Well, that is true. I'm kind of arguing against myself.
This year, Hidden Valley
has
the perfect holiday gift for the person in your life who literally has everything except a 5-liter keg of ranch dressing.
Yeah. You started to say French dressing.
I did, which I prefer.
No.
No, actually, I like ranch better. It's perfect because it's indeed is a 5-letter keg.
You know why they can't do the keg full of Thousand Island.
It would clog it
you
up.
You can't get through. It just will not work.
That's true. It's one of two pages of Hidden Valley goodies ready to plague White Elephant Gifts Exchange next month.
That's an expensive gift.
It really is.
You know what? My daughter, I should probably think about getting one of these for her. I can say this because she doesn't listen. Because thanks a lot, daughter. Thanks, kid. I should probably get her a $50 keg. Well, how long they last? Where would you keep it?
You'd have to have a keg cooler.
You'd have to have something to keep the thing.
Hidden Valley mini kegs are 10 inches high by 6 inches wide, stackable, lined with special... Stackable? Who's going to get more than one?
My daughter.
Lined with special FDA-approved coating that keeps contents fresh and proudly adorned with a giant logo. They'll also set you back, as Craig said, about $50, but don't fret about this price. Each comes preloaded with a year's worth of creamy dressing. According to you, Savannah would go through it in about a week.
She would.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was listening to one of our shows that we listen to on the radio.
You
listen to every day. And they had this great idea. Well, at this point, why don't you just skip the wings and just start making drumsticks with the same seasoning?
Oh, that's a good idea.
And just dip that into a keg of ranch.
That quantity is placed in quotes because who is Hidden Valley to presume to know 365 days of customers' ranch eating habits? If the recipient does haul...
The what?
The recipient
the does... The recipient?
The recipient does haul this pressurized vessel home... Money is on them being the type who will stop by Costco to load up on 10-pound bags of baby carrots and float that keg before they think about 2018's New Year's resolution.
Now, when you were a kid, what was your dressing of choice?
French.
That red stuff?
Yeah, French was my favorite
Never
dressing.
Never liked that.
I liked blue cheese, too, as a kid.
Ugh, blue cheese. I was
take it you don't like it.
I was a how high can I pile the Thousand Island? That was the one that I knew as a kid. I think Thousand Island's the gateway.
It may be.
It's the gateway drug.
We used to go to this little Italian restaurant in Madison, Tennessee,
I
was growing up. But they homemade their blue cheese dressing. It was homemade.
I never liked blue cheese unless you sneak it in on me.
It was really good.
There's a buffalo chicken dip thing I like that's got blue cheese in it. But you got to sneak it in on me.
Hey, didn't I tease the listener about your new theme song that you invented?
That I invented.
Yeah.
I composed.
You composed this new song because we got a story perfect for this new theme song.
I probably spent a whole 3 minutes on this.
Here we go.
That's a KFC right there.
It sure is.
No, that's what it sounds like when you go in there.
Yeah, it does.
KFC releases bath bombs that will leave you smelling like the 11 secret herbs and spices. I don't want to.
That's five Spice Girls who probably smell pretty good.
But they might, but that's not what they're talking about.
But I bet they herbs and don't smell very good.
Those herb guys, they're the worst. KFC has turned its signature... Isn't this the part where you go on about their marketing and how great they are?
It's fantastic. Who else in fast food would think of coming up with a bath bomb that smells like their product? And you can't buy these, by the way. I don't know if it's going to get... I'll let you
It's always in some other country, anyway. KFC has turned its signature dish into a fried chicken-scented bath bomb. The fast food chain in Japan released the drumstick-shaped soap that will cause an explosion of the 11 secret herbs and spices, and you will be smelling delicious. Hope you don't run into any bears or anything after... And fried chicken lovers will get their finger-licking hands on the latest piece of merchandise when their names are drawn in a lottery. KFC Japan has teamed up with Japanese novelty retailers Village Vanguard to launch the latest campaign that runs until November 15th. The 100 lucky winners will get to enjoy the aroma of the famous chicken after they kick back and relax with the bath bomb.
Wouldn't that be a perfect bath after Thanksgiving?
You could just throw a bucket of chicken in the bathtub.
No, that would be it'd be crusty and nasty. This bath
greasy.
Bomb. Oh, yeah.
Fried chicken lovers previously went wild on social media over fried chicken scented sunscreen flavored lip balm and candle.
Not to mention the cell phone, the other things we've had, the clothing, yep.
GPS cassette. When asked if the product was coming down under, a KFC Australian spokesperson told Daily Mail Australia, we are always looking for new ways to innovate our brand, but some things are just stupid.
That's not what it says.
However, we currently have no plans to launch this product in Australia and are excited to see how this innovation fares in Japan. In other words, see if they fail, the spokesperson said.
I want one. I just want one to have it. I mean, there's only 100 made.
You probably do sit around in a bathtub all night long, don't you? Light candles.
Headline is...
Read a romance novel.
No, I don't ever
read...
Put
on some Judy Garland music.
I don't read romance. I don't listen to Judy Garland. Now, just because I like cats, you start throwing all these tags at me.
You're the one that wants a bath bomb.
Headline is...
You'll lose your man card.
Council writes to young mom saying they hate her.
Wow. Well, everybody, good meeting. I think we've all come to the conclusion that we need to send the mom a message to let her know that we all hate her.
Yeah, someone write Antonio Wright and just let her know. A young mother was horrified to receive a letter from her local council telling her that they hate her.
We do not like you.
Antonio Wright from Doncaster, South Yorkshire, was shocked to find the words, "I hate Miss Antonio Wright," written above her address on a letter from the Doncaster Council. She didn't realize it was from the council when she first saw the words, "I hate," through the plastic window in front of the envelope.
Wouldn't even say it to her face. They put it behind a plastic window.
No.
Hit it behind a window.
But when it sunk in, the 19-year-old mother of one said that she was in complete shock. The council were writing to request information in the letter sent out on October 20th of this year. "It was in an envelope that allows you to see the name and the address on the letter. I went to open the letter, and then I saw it came from the council. I still can't believe it. I never even spoken to this person at the council before. All I can think is that they've been joking around at the office and they mistakenly left it in the letter."
No, they hate you.
After complaining, Ms. Wright says that the council told her the mistake came from an employee error. Well, duh.
Yeah.
If it was handwritten, I don't think a computer did it. She claims they told her that the words, "I have written to Miss Antonio Wright," should have been typed out instead. Instead, it said, "I hate Miss Antonio Wright."
Yeah, that seems completely plausible.
It does, but unhappy with the response, she complained further, and Doncaster Council are now investigating. It's just unacceptable. Oh, that was Australian. I was doing so good, too.
She came over from there.
This could have been so much worse. They could have mistaken it, sent it to someone who's not very well or has mental health problems, Miss Wright said.
I don't know what you just said.
It's not nice to have someone to be telling you that they ate you.
They ate her?
That's even worse.
Did the alligator tell you this?
No.
The alligator, he's the best. Next survey said that this was the next headline that I pity the fool for. Oh, I got to really work on this.
You sure do.
This just in. Students find substitute teacher drunk, passed out at desk.
Oh, my gosh.
I like that. If I do that voice, this just in.
Yeah, that's what Mark was talking about.
A substitute teacher for Fairfax County Public Schools was found drunk and passed out at his desk, according to police.
Oh, boy.
Konbe Koroma, 24,
to see him wrestle.
Yeah, he's... Yeah.
Konbe Koroma.
Yeah, it might have been.
Yeah.
24 has been arrested and charged with being drunk in public. Police say students made the discovery inside the classroom and attempted to wake him up.
Why?
Koroma,
if I walked in and my teacher was sleeping at the desk, I'd say, shh.
Guys, let him sleep. Koroma was filling in for an art teacher at Robinson Secondary School in Fairfax County.
Did you say an odd teacher?
A what?
Odd teacher?
Who said odd? Art teacher.
Oh, art. I thought it was odd.
He was asleep. A school resource officer was contacted to assist. After an investigation, police determined that Koroma was under the influence of Corona.
What kind of what kind of investigation do they do? Just walk up and say, "Hey, he's drunk."
Yep, he smells like beer to me. Oh, Japan.
Headline is, Japanese zoo turns poop into paper to mark their 50th anniversary. I thought that was the golden anniversary, not the poop anniversary.
I don't know. I don't really keep up with that, you know.
Ashikawa, Japan. A Japanese zoo is...
Ashikawa. You said Ashikawa. You said Ashikawa.
A Japanese zoo is finding a new use for animal waste, turning the waste into a new line of notebooks and memo pads.
That's probably going to have to be a pass.
Man, what's this note you sent me? It's real crappy.
Yeah, this is a... What is this?
Man, that stinks.
What is this crap?
A close look at the souvenir writing pads. That sentence doesn't make any sense.
No,
close
look at the souvenir writing pads. There's souvenir writing pads you can buy at the zoo, which you're going to name the city.
Okay. A close look at the souvenir writing pads at the Ashiyama Zoo in Hokkaido reveals...
I'm impressed.
...what looks like grass in the paper. It's made from the excrement...
Got no grass.
It's made from the excrement... it probably was grass at one time. ...of giraffes and hippos at the zoo. A zoo worker says feces are the best way to judge an animal's health. Since they normally just throw the poop away, using it to make paper is helping the environment. How about that?
Don't try the brownies in the gift shop.
A local paper recycler extracts the fiber from the poop.
That's a crappy job.
...of the plant eaters, which is washed, sanitized, and turned into paper that one reporter described as fluffy and smells like grass, but doesn't stink at all, Craig.
Kind of defeats the purpose, doesn't it?
The finished product, which is helping the zoo celebrate its 50th anniversary, is a high-quality product which remained one woman's...
No, reminded.
Which reminded one woman of Japanese craft paper.
Crap paper.
Crap paper's more like it. The only problem the zoo has found is that the paper supply is directly affected by the animal's output.
Now, yeah, it is.
This just in.
Well, like that's not bad. Yeah, we'll have to see what Mark thinks.
Okay. Blink 182 member claims U.S. government is hiding a dead alien.
Now, before you get started, this is my son's favorite band.
Did he get with Sammy Hagar on this?
You just have to wait and see, but this is James's favorite band, but he himself says that Tom DeLonge has lost his mind.
Well, you know, Sammy Hagar.
Sammy Hagar's been abducted. Yes. Yeah. Only weirdos say stuff like that, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever.
Whatever.
It's true, weirdos. Should I go now?
Go ahead.
Blink 182 member Tom DeLonge. Is it DeLonge?
No, it's DeLonge.
DeLonge?
Yes.
DeLonge?
Tom DeLonge.
Blink 182 member Tom DeLonge is back at it, this time spreading his theories of the existence of aliens on the Joe Rogan podcast. DeLonge claimed that the United States government has a dead alien in its possession, but
who
it's
says
not
they
what
don't?
You think.
Who says
Aaron,
they don't?
It's not what you think. Many believe that a UFO crashed in Roswell, New Mexico in 1947, and that's where the government got their hands on the deceased extraterrestrial. However, Tom has revealed that the Roswell incident is not where the alien specimen came from.
That's right.
A specimen, is that what they put in the cup?
Yes.
The singer guitar player from Blink 182 also revealed that the U.S. government has a top secret spy craft that closely resembles what we think to be UFOs.
So far, I don't disagree with anything he said.
No, let's keep going.
Yeah.
Tom is now one of the biggest figures among UFO enthusiasts as the Blink 182 member is working together with ex-military officials. I wonder how they got to be ex. And government officials to unveil the truth surrounding extraterrestrial life. The singer has also founded To the Stars Academy. That's hard to say.
Yeah.
An organization dedicated to skywatching. Well, I can go outside and skywatch.
Yeah, but you haven't been to the school for it. You don't have paper.
So I'm not qualified to look
nope,
up the sky?
Nope, don't do it anymore.
And finding abnormalities in the sky. You mean like...
Aliens,
okay. In addition, DeLonge is currently crowdsourcing his own version of a UFO, which he estimates will be able to bend time and space.
Okay.
He's crowdsourcing to build his own UFO?
Yes, he is.
Does he have the technology?
I don't think he does. This is the first line in the story that I'm going to disagree with him. I don't think I don't think in our lifetime we'll see time and space bent. I really don't.
No, I don't. And it's all theoretical.
It is theoretical, but I believe it will eventually come to pass.
Now, there was the guy in the story last episode that leaned over in the car and bent some time and space. Remember that guy?
He bent something else.
Yeah. Tom DeLonge made these revelations during the Joe Rogan Experience podcast. I gotta listen to this particular episode.
Yeah.
During the talk, he revealed that he met a government source at an airport from where he was informed that an alien body was discovered during the time of the Cold War. He's like, hey, dude, from the military.
Hey, the guy with the tats.
Guy, yeah. No. He's like, hey, guy from the government. So do you guys, hey, dude, over here. Do you guys have an alien body? Yes.
No, he's friends with all these people, man.
He goes, yes. See, dude, he's got it. He told me.
No, he knows these people. Hangs out with them.
Sure he does. He also added that the corpse of the alien is still in the U.S. Still with the U.S. government. His source also revealed that the alien corpse was definitely not from the famed 1947 Roswell crash.
No, that one's a phony. That's been proven.
Now, this is where things really start to get interesting.
Oh, I thought the whole thing's been interesting.
It's time to maybe throw some tinfoil around your phone as you read this next part.
But I'm not using my phone.
According to Tom, the Nazis had developed alien flying saucer technology by the end of World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a German
Yes.
flying saucer that crashed in Roswell, not an extraterrestrial flying
Again,
saucer.
There's only one line in that whole story that I disagree with, and that's...
Well, you're insane anyway. You also think that we filmed a fake moon landing.
We did. I didn't film it, but the one you've seen, the old black and white phony thing, is
you know,
it was
this
filmed.
This is what's heard across America, right? It's like, hey, I'm going to be there listening to the podcast. You know, one with Craig and that nutty guy. Yeah, you know, the two dude guys. Yeah, that guy.
What's wrong with that?
The one guy's cool. The other guy's a nut job.
I never said we didn't go to the moon. I just said that the footage that we have is phony.
Sure, whatever. Go to the next story.
Headline is, man steals ambulance with a medic and a patient still inside.
Well.
You know, it's dumb to steal any kind of vehicle. It's really dumb to steal an ambulance.
I'm presuming that he thought he'd get drugs out of it or something.
And it's triple dumb to steal an ambulance with a medic and a patient inside. For several minutes, a Dayton, Ohio medic and her patient were at the mercy of a man who hijacked an ambulance. The medic called 911 and police eventually caught the suspect. Captain Don Fugate is a firefighter in the Warren County, and he's also the
He's in the Warren County.
The only one. And he is also the Dayton medic's father. What people don't realize...
Is that what they call the guy that dates different women every
no,
night?
No, that's not
the Dayton medic?
What people
see
don't...
what I did there? I haven't gotten one rim shot all night long. I haven't got a... Nothing. Where's that soundboard?
What people don't... Hey!
Hey, what what just happened?
What people don't realize is that we're out there every day. We're concentrating on helping you people. Someone took advantage of that situation and endangered her and her partner, their patient, and the public. So it was a female that did this. Fugate won't discuss specifics of the case because it's ongoing, but he did want to raise awareness about the dangers of the job. One of the biggest dangers is out on the roadway. People not moving over. Firefighters, police officers, tow truck drivers, they get killed daily over incidents like that. That's true. In Cincinnati, all firefighters will soon have protective vests. Protective vests from getting run over by an 18-wheeler?
Maybe it's that alien technology.
All right, Tom. We have had instances in the city of Cincinnati where firefighters have been shot at. We've actually had a number of cases of firefighters being physically assaulted.
I've been insane.
Firefighters.
It happens everywhere.
It does.
It's dumb.
They also point to the Cameo nightclub shooting in Cincinnati where 15.
Was that a nightclub that just showed up for one scene and then you never got credit?
Yes.
Never got credit at all?
Where 15 were hurt and 2 were killed. There was also the recent mass shooting in Las Vegas. Firefighters may still have to help victims during gunshots.
Well, that's what they're. That's yeah. their job. And they, I mean, that's. I'm glad we got them.
All Cincinnati firefighters are expected to get their fitted ballistics vests sometimes in December. We have to be very... That's their Christmas bonus.
So they're giving them bulletproof vests.
It's their Christmas bonus.
Yeah.
We have to be very cautious, constantly keeping our head on a swivel, all, as we say, to make sure that we keep our scene secure and we're able to do our job. Fugate is proud of his daughter for keeping calm and says that they continue to do the job despite the dangers. That's something that could affect you and put you out of business, but I think she's going to be all right, and she's going to continue to do the job.
I always wonder why there's not some kind of bulletproof headgear, because about it.
If like you're, a full
if,
body.
If you're wearing a vest, wouldn't you just aim for another spot?
Yeah, remember the famous last scene of Dumb and Dumber?
No, I don't remember.
What if I'd have shot you in the head?
Yeah. I really don't remember anything about that movie.
You need to rewatch it, and I mean like stat.
Like right now?
Right after the podcast.
Okay. Hey.
Yeah.
This just in. I lost it already. What was it a minute ago? This headline just in.
That wasn't it.
Let me try again.
You kind of had the old...
Oh, this is in.
That's it. That's what you were doing.
This just in.
This just in.
That was more like it.
No, it was more of the old-fashioned...
No, it wasn't.
No, I'm saying...
It was this just in.
It's not Casey Kasem.
This just in. Ah, waka waka. Got a story for you. You ready?
Please.
California girl 5 cited for operating lemonade stand without license.
What is this world coming to?
A 5-year-old girl in Porterville, California received a citation in late October for operating a lemonade stand without a license.
That's so you know what? I'm getting mad.
Just another reason not to like California.
Getting mad.
In June, Autumn Thomason decided to operate a stand to raise money to pay for a new bike. Gabby DeHaas,
you know,
Autumn's mother.
We should be encouraging this kind of activity.
I know. It's stupid. Her mother got the word out on social media about her daughter's idea. In less than 24 hours, the girl had enough money for a new ride.
Nice.
It meant so much to know she earned her own money that mom and dad didn't need to go buy her.
Go buy her what?
A bike.
She didn't finish her sentence.
No, she didn't.
She got to bring her own wallet and buy herself and pay at the cash register.
That's a nice story teaching a kid some values.
We should leave it right there. I think it's great.
But 4 months later, DeHaas received a letter from Porterville's finance department with an image of her Facebook post.
Sounds more like Pottersville.
Yeah.
Instead of Porterville.
Enclosed was a citation ordering the mom to pay for a business license for her daughter's stand. You know what? I'd be in jail.
They'd have to do something.
I know. I'd be like, why don't you go pound sand somewhere? Why don't you get out of here?
Hey, why don't you take a hike?
Yeah.
Get out and see some nature.
I was thrown back by that. I didn't appreciate it. It's funny because when she read it, she literally was thrown across the room.
It was terrible. Hurt her back.
Yeah, something. Yeah. I didn't appreciate a screenshot of my daughter sent back to me. Porterville City Manager John Lawless, told Fox 26 the letter was sent in response to a complaint filed with the city. He is now apologizing. There is no excuse why this should have been sent, he said. We want our youth to be engaged in looking at business opportunities so we can tax the crap out of them later. A business license is not required to sell lemonade, Lawless added. Lawlison City Council member Cameron Hamilton went to apologize to DeHaas in person on Sunday, but she was not at home at the time. DeHaas said the experience taught her daughter a valuable lesson. Don't trust the feds. Don't trust law enforcement. No, that's not true, kids.
No.
Kids, let me tell you, kids, that was just me being a funny guy.
Trying.
But city administrators, don't trust them. Mm-hmm. There's always going to be bitter people or bad people, she said, but there's always going to be good outweighing everyone. Well, that's kind of presumptuous that the fat person is going to outweigh everybody.
Easy. Easy.
I wouldn't look at you.
Okay.
What?
Well, that story ended okay, I guess.
I guess.
Headline is, man tries to open beer with pepper spray.
Hmm.
It doesn't go well.
Is that possible?
You know, this is going to go into the, hey, y'all, watch this. We need a theme for, hey, y'all, watch this.
Hmm.
And, of course.
You can't say, here, hold my beer, because he was actually trying to open the beer.
Berlin. It's legal to drink beer in a German movie theaters. It's legal to drink beer in a couple theaters around here. The Franklin Theater.
In special situations, bar, yeah. Probably.
No, all the time. You go see a movie there.
No,
you...
I'm saying like Belcourt, places like that. There's probably places that are set up for that.
But it's probably not a good idea to try to open that beer with pepper spray.
Oh.
However.
He was trying to. Yeah, okay.
That's exactly what a thirsty moviegoer tried doing at a cinema Monday night in the northwestern German town of Ossenbrock. Instead of opening his beer, the 29-year-old man broke his pepper spray container, and some 200 people had to quickly leave the theater.
We talked about this a couple shows back. That stuff gets in the air, it's over.
Forget about it. When I was a kid, just learning to drive.
Your pops used to spray with pepper spray to punish you?
No, he did not. When I was a kid, my mom, she'd let me take her car when I first got my license, and she had a pepper spray thing on her keychain, you know, mm-hmm. for protection.
Yeah.
I'm in Sunday school at church when Sunday. This is a church you and I used to go to, and I... just sprayed the wall, just a little smaller than a dime, just out of curiosity.
I went to a church that you went to?
Yeah, well, you claimed to have, but it really wasn't.
Okay.
You know that one. You know the one I'm talking about.
I'm not really sure.
But anyway.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Anyway.
What you talking about?
Not only did I clear the room, I cleared the whole floor of the building. I mean, the people were running everywhere. That's how potent this stuff is.
Did you get your back end lit up over that?
No. I don't know that my parents, well, they know now. I don't know if they ever knew that or not.
Don't turn your back on pops next time you
see him. I'll never forget it. Alan Bowman. I don't know if you know him or not, but he was teaching our Sunday school class at the time. He, I don't think he's forgiven me to this day.
Well, you probably choked down half the church.
The cinema's manager told the German news agency on Wednesday that it was chaos.
It was chaos.
Because he didn't even break it, but he didn't even spray it. He broke the thing.
Do you have your papers for the pepper spray?
So he kept his head, called police, offering beverages to moviegoers and opening the windows. He said the movie was reset after 30 minutes. Police so far say no moviegoers have complained about eye irritation or breathing problems.
Wow, we just replaced the Mark Patch Top 10 with the Mark Patch Top Random Facts.
You know why?
Why?
I'm having a hard time finding decent Top 10 list anymore.
I'm having a hard time finding a decent co-host.
That's not true.
10 random facts, starting with number 10.
10 more random facts.
Karaoke means empty orchestra in Japanese.
Did you know that?
No.
I didn't either. Number 9. The Eisenhower Interstate System requires...
I knew this.
That 1 mile in every 5 must be straight. These straight sections are usable as airstrips in times of war and other emergencies.
Genius.
They're very smart.
It is.
Yes.
I've always known that. I always thought that was the coolest fact that he...
It's a good one.
Yes. Every 5 miles or so, there has to be a straight so we have to land planes.
Yes.
I hope we never do, but it was... But it actually works out for people that are in private planes if they have to suddenly land.
And it happens to this day. I mean, that happens often.
I'm going to make it happen later. Number 8. The first known contraceptive. Can we talk about contraceptives mm-hmm. here? The first known contraceptive was crocodile dung.
Yep.
Used by... Well, that'd keep everybody away.
That's how it works.
Used by Egyptians in 2000 BC.
Number 7. Rhode Island is the smallest state with the longest name. The official name used on all state documents is Rhode Island and Providence Plantations.
That's just... Why don't they call it RIPP?
I don't know.
RIP. Number 6.
Yeah.
When you die, your hair still grows for a couple of months.
That's right. Yeah. Number 5. There are 2 credit cards for every person in the United States.
Is that a given or just an estimate? Is that statistic?
I don't know.
Is it a requirement?
That's a fact.
Number 4. Isaac Asimov is the only author to have a book in every
Dewey Decimal Category.
That's something right there.
It is something.
Number three, the newspaper.
I just read it. It's something.
The newspaper serving Frostbite Falls, Minnesota, the home of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Get the moose and squirrel!
Is the Picayune Intelligence.
Get the moose and squirrel.
He went to What's a Matter You.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I do.
Number two. It would take 11 Empire State Buildings stacked one on top of the other, which, by the way, would fall over. It's not Jenga, people. To measure the Gulf of Mexico at its deepest point. Wow. That's amazing.
That's very deep right there. Number
one. That's
about
as deep as our podcast.
Tonight's number one random fact. The first person selected as the Time Magazine Man of the Year, Charles Lindbergh.
Lucky
in 1927.
Lindy. I was a kid. I used to listen to the Victrola. I had that song.
Lucky oh, you're so old.
Lindy, la, 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 la. It's a song, Lucky Lindy.
Victrola.
You're a Victrola. Your head's a Victrola. Hey, you should go out there and review us and tell everybody how fun we are and tell all your friends.
Do tell your friends, please.
Please tell your friends. The water bill's coming up.
Episode 122 in the books. We'll see ya.
We don't actually have a book. Where's the book?
Throw the book at you. Huh?
You're a book. We can just keep talking.
Till the song ends?
Yeah. Bye, everybody.
Have a good week.
Good morning.
10 days of Thanksgiving.
Shut up. We're talking.
It's all your turkey.
You're messing up the music, eh?
Get this music on iTunes.
It's over. Go home. The show's over, everybody. Go home.
Just look for Mark Patch, M-A-R-C.
Yeah.
Seriously, have a great rest of the week.
Bye.
Oh, there's more.
Stop.